We just heard 7 Old Testament readings, and some of us probably were thinking, wow, that was going on, when will it ever end? But what is it all leading to? What is everything? What's the point of it all? Why did God create creation? Why did God do what he did? What is all this leading us to? What's the point? What it's leading to is those, that little question. When the women are at the tomb, that young man seated in the tomb says, "He is not here. He has been raised." Or in another gospel, "Why do you seek the living among the dead?" Or in another place, "He has gone before you. He is risen." All of this, from the creation of the world, when the Spirit of God hovered over the waters, when God parted the Red Sea, when God spared Isaac's son, Abraham's son, Isaac, when God shared through his prophets that he would redeem his people, that he had a plan for them and for all the nations, what was it all for? Is for when these words became true. The night when Christ broke the prison bars of death, this night, all of it makes sense because of this night. Why did God ask Abraham to sacrifice his son only to spare him at the last moment? Because he wanted us to be ready for this night when his own son would be killed on the cross, the altar of the cross, but rise on the third day. Why is it he had the people of Israel pass through the Red Sea in order to save them from physical slavery? It's to prefigure for us the reality that through the waters, crossing the waters of baptism, by which the grace of Christ's crucifixion is given to us, that we are saved from a much more powerful slavery, from a much more deadly slavery to sin, to death, to the evil one. Why is it that he spoke through his prophets, talking about how he would wed himself to his people, talking about how he would sprinkle clean water upon them to cleanse them, how he would do all these mighty deeds, how he would gather all the nations together as one? What was it for? It's because tonight, Christ claims his kingdom, claims his people, as he rises from the tomb and shows death no longer has power. Oh, death, where is your sting? Death, where is your victory? Was what we read in 1 Corinthians. Tonight, we don't have to fear death or sin anymore because Christ has given us a way forward. Because Christ has shown us death has no more power. For those who believe, who are washed in the waters of baptism, and who follow Christ, death, sin, Satan have no power over us. He has claimed us as his own. Tonight, that is why we rejoice, why we start in darkness and then come into the light, because Christ has broken through the darkness of death and sin. Why tonight we listen to the words of Scripture to prepare our hearts for the light of Christ that will come. Why tonight we are a people of joy, because Christ has risen from the dead. Christ no longer is bound by death. And we who follow him can enjoy the same promise.